Due to the situation with the weather outside, I'll try and keep things quite brief. In the first reading, we hear from the prophet Joel that the nations around Israel were asking the question, "Where is your God?" That's the question that the nations aren't asking now. That's the question that Christian people are asking. As they look around at all the mess in the world, they're asking, "Where is the Lord? How long is God going to tolerate this?" It's a legitimate question to ask. But first of all, we have to recognize that we cannot blame God for the mess in the world. We did this to ourselves. God hasn't done any of this. He's allowing us to do it to ourselves. And the question is, how far is he going to allow it to go? Well, pretty far. It's already gone pretty far. It's got a ways to go yet. But what we have to look at as we begin this beautiful season of Lent is not so much about what's going on out there in the world, but rather what's going on in here in our own hearts. So, for instance, we look at a couple of passages from the Old Testament. From the book of the prophet Micah, the question that the prophet asks is, "With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the Most High? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings and with calves a year old? Will he be pleased with thousands of rams or 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for the transgression, for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God." That's what God is asking of us. It's not so much a question of where is God. The question is, where are we? How much have we given into the ways of the world? How much are we not serving the Lord? How much are we being selfish? How much pride is there within us? So again, the Lord's not asking extraordinary things of us. Listen again to what he said. What does the Lord require? Not just what is he asking, what does he require? To do justice, to love kindness, to walk humbly with your God. Those three things. Doesn't seem too difficult, but we sure haven't done very well with any of them. And so maybe again, something for us to look at as we begin this Lenten season. And then there is another passage, and that comes from 2 Chronicles. And this is when Solomon is dedicating the temple that he had built. And the Lord speaks to Solomon at that point. And he says, "When I shut up the heavens so there is no rain, or command the locust to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer that is made in this place." So again, listen to what the Lord says. If my people, not if those people out there, if my people, that's you and me, if my people will humble themselves, if they will pray, and if they will seek my face and turn away from their evil ways, then I will hear them. That's what God is asking. That's what he's looking for from us. So again, as we begin this time, we need to keep our focus on the Lord. And we need to pray for that humility. We need to pray for the goodness. We need to pray for the grace to get away from the wickedness, to break from our sins. We have to remember, as I've told you many times, there are only two countries in the history of the world that have been dedicated to God from their inception. That is Israel, and it is the United States of America. This country belongs to God. And the Catholic Church, this country was dedicated to the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So God's not going to turn his back on this country. He's not going to let it go down. Our Lady is going to take care of things. But again, the question isn't about them. The question is about us. Are we willing to do what we are being asked to do? So let's go through it very quickly again. It is to do justice, to practice kindness, to be humble. And then again from Chronicles, we see what the Lord is asking, the humility to pray and to seek his face, to turn away from our wicked ways. That's what he's looking for. So the question is, are we willing to do that? Are we, as the people of God, as the people called by his name, are we willing to do what he's asked us to do? How can we be called by his name if we're not willing to do what he wants us to do? That's what it implies to be his people. So again, as we begin this holy season, we have this beautiful opportunity to really make a change. Change in ourselves, but a change for our country and a change for the world. We will simply do what God is asking us to do. To be humble, to seek his face, to pray. Not just to say some prayers, to seek the Lord, to seek his face, to pray, to be kind, and to turn away from our sins so that he himself will come and not only heal us, but heal this land that is dedicated to him.